Hello and welcome to another episode of City on a Hill, a podcast about what it means to be a citizen of heaven and a citizen of the United States. We want to encourage Christians to find their tribe in the church and their hope in the kingdom of God, rather than to seek both in the kingdom of man. So with that, let's get to it today. Hello, my name is Scott Reilly, and I'm here without Eric today. We decided with all the things going on that we would divide and conquer. And so last week he read you a liturgy for Election Day. And today I want to just read two prayers that I have written about the election. Our thoughts on this really is that the time for talk is sort of over. I mean, we've been talking about politics here for, well, I suppose close to 3 years, and that we could keep talking, but really we're only a week away from the election, and it's really going to be something we're going to need to trust the Lord for. So that's why we're focusing these couple weeks on prayer. And I think probably next week we will publish an episode on Election Day, and I can't promise you it'll be a doozy. I think I'll promise you that it'll be humble and that we'll do our best to try and figure out how to follow Jesus even on Election Day, but that's still in the future. For now, I just want to invite you to join me in prayer. And I'll put both of these prayers in the show notes so you can find them and maybe use them with your small group or your family, or modify them however you like. But we'll just commit this election to the Lord in prayer. This first prayer is sort of the synthesis of some of the verses that we have been using over and over and over in this podcast. And if nothing else, I hope is an example of the way that you might adapt the scripture for use in prayer. So that's the first one. And let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that your name would be hallowed. Don't let your people hallow anyone on the ballot. Cause us to revere no one but you. Look to no one for salvation but you alone. And have hope only in you. Don't let Christians profane your name by how they support a candidate or talk to other people or post on social media. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We praise you for setting up kings and deposing princes. We praise you for the fact that the heart of a leader is like the stream of water in your hand and you turn it wherever you will. So we pray, Lord, that your will would be done in this election, that you will use the collective will of the people to settle the course of our nation, our state, and our cities. We trust you to move people to vote in whichever way that you will. To that end, we pray for the welfare of our country. We long to live here as resident aliens who seek its good. We seek its good this week through our vote. We seek its good day in and day out by getting involved in the lives of our neighbors and in the community. We believe what your word says, that our own welfare is wrapped up in this. And finally, we pray for those in authority, those who will be put into authority through this election. I want to thank you that we live in a place and in a time where we get to be involved in their selection. That's a privilege that I don't want to take for granted. Thank you that there are those on the ballot who are there as ambassadors of your kingdom. Father, may they have unusual success through this election, and may you use them in the next term to represent you in public office. Would you bring about result in this election that will enable your church to lead peaceful and quiet lives. May the results of this election be the success of your church. Would you let your church be godly and dignified in the way that we speak, in the way that we interact on social media? Father, I pray that the reputation of Jesus would look good because of how your church engages this election. And so, Lord, I really do pray for your church. It pleases you that people would be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And so it's my prayer that you would use this election to create an environment in which that will happen best. And finally, Lord, you said that if we bring you the things that bother us, if we bring those to you in prayer, that you will help us not to be anxious. So would you help us now to not worry, to not be anxious? But would your peace rule in our hearts? Would you keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus? Let our hearts be so confident and content that no critical or sarcastic or worried comment comes out of our mouths, since out of the abundance of our hearts, our mouths speak. And so, Lord, we commit this election to you and ask that you would so superintend the events of this world that it would overflow for the good of your church and the glory of your name. And we pray to that end, and we vote to that end, and we love our neighbors to that end. And may you just be magnified through what happens in the election in this next week. And we'll thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. The next prayer is one that is probably more traditional in the sense that people traditionally think of elections as how should we vote, or issue-oriented decisions and that kind of thing. So we, for the most part, have tried to steer clear of many of those and fly around them if we can, but I want to pray for them now as we pray for this election. So again, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are yours. You have adopted us. We live in a world of people who relate to you only as their creator. You made them in your image, and they are important to you. Make them important to us. Make them important to us as we express our opinions and exercise our rights as we vote. Make them important to us all the time too. May the way that we engage this election reflect the importance of our neighbors. May we do even better than that. We want to vote and do everything in such a way that we love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. Would you protect our nation from polarization that would result in broken relationships or even in political violence? I pray, Lord, that politicians themselves would not inflame the polarization, that they would not invent or create enemies where they don't need to have them. Would you protect families that are divided by strong political opinions? May Christian families and churches find unity in their relationship with you to be far stronger than a flimsy political opinion strongly held. We commit the security of this election to you. We ask if it be your will that the election itself would come off without a problem and without a violent backlash. There are several things that are especially concerning to us during this election. As always, we are concerned with the protection and preservation of human life. I pray that no matter who is elected, that you would protect the vulnerable and the unborn. I pray that you would protect the elderly and the sick. Father, pray for women who find themselves in unthinkable circumstances. And I ask that whether through political means or through the kindness of neighbors, that you would care for those women in such a way that enables them to see a future that includes an unborn child. We pray, too, for the poor among us. We want to pray that they would flourish. I have to admit, I don't know what policy or which politician will be of most certain help to those who are hurting, but I trust that you do, Lord, and I pray that you would work your will for their good. So much, especially in this area, seems out of our control. Would you show your kindness to those who need it most? All the issues surrounding immigration are far more complicated than I realize. And so would you be pleased to also show your kindness to the alien and stranger, regardless of the results of this election? And would you use the election as a means to show your kindness? I do pray that due process would be upheld as people enter our country. And Father, I pray that people who are not like the majority of Americans would be welcome nonetheless in our borders. Lord, these things and more concern us at this election time. And to the degree that political elections can further the flourishing of our neighbors and our community and our nation, would you be pleased to make this election a good one? Would you do this for your glory and our good? We believe you can do this because we believe Jesus rose from the dead. And so we pray this in his name. Amen. Well, I hope this week will be a week that you spend praying for, well, yourself and your church and your country and your all of the elections that are around you. But Father, but I do pray that, you would go to the Father frequently, because really our great hope is in him, not in politics. And I think if there's one message that I've wanted to communicate over these several years, it's been that our hope is in the risen Jesus. And by praying, I wanted to point you back to your hope in him. So we will be back next week. And in the meantime, would love for you to share this, use it in your own prayer time or with a group or your family, and spend some time praying for the election coming up. And I look forward to talking about it with you next week.